brought to you by Penguin.
The Heat of the Day by Elizabeth Bowen, read by Nadia Albina. Chapter 1. That Sunday, from 6 o'clock in the evening, it was a Viennese orchestra that played. The season was late for an outdoor concert. Already leaves were drifting onto the grass stage. Here and there one turned over, crepitating as though in the act of dying, and during the music some more fell. The open-air theatre, shelving below the level of the surrounding lawns, was walled by thickets and a few high trees. Along the top ran a wattle fence with gates. Now the two gates stood open. The row of chairs down the slope, facing the orchestra, still only filled up slowly. From here, from where it was being played at the base of this muffled hollow, the music could not travel far through the park, but hints of it that did escape were disturbing. From the mound, from the rose gardens, from the walks round the lakes, people were being slowly drawn to the theatre by the sensation that they were missing something. Many of them paused in the gateways, doubtfully. All they had left behind was in sunshine, while this hollow, which was the source of music, was found to be also the source of dusk. War had made them idolise day and summer. Night and autumn were enemies. And at the start of the concert, this tarnished, bosky theatre, in which no plays had been acted for some time, held a feeling of sequestration, of emptiness. The music had not had time to fill. It was not completely in shadow. Here and there blades of sunset crossed it, firing branches through which they travelled, and lay long ranks of chairs and faces and hands. Gnats quivered, cigarette smoke dissolved. But the light was so low, so theatrical, and so yellow, that it was evident it would soon be gone. The incoming tide was evening, glass-clear darkness in which each leaf was defined, already formed in the thicket behind the orchestra, and was the other element of the stage. The Sunday had been brilliant, without a stain of cloud. Now, the burning turquoise sky of the afternoon began to gain in transparency, as it lost colour. From above the trees round the theatre there stole away not only colour but time. Music, the waltzes, the marches, the gay overtures, now began to command this hourless place. The people lost their look of uncertainty. The heroic marches made them lift up their heads. Recollections of opera moulded their faces into unconscious smiles, and during the waltzes women's eyes glittered with delicious tears about nothing. First note by note, drop by drop, then steadily the music entered senses, nerves and fancies that had been parched. What first was a mirage strengthened into a universe for the shabby Londoners and the exiled foreigners sitting in this worn glade in the middle of Regent's Park. This Sunday on which the sun set was the first Sunday of September 1942. Pairs of lovers, fatigued by their day alone with each other, were glad to enter this element, not themselves. When their looks once more met, it was with refreshed love. Mothers tired by being mothers forgot their children as their children forgot them. One held her baby as though it had been a doll. Married couples who had sat down in apathetic closeness to one another could be seen to begin to draw a little apart, each recapturing some virginal inner dream. Such elderly people, as had not been driven home by the disappearance of sun from the last chair, fearlessly exposed their years to the dusk, in a lassitude they could have shown at no other time. These were the English. As for the foreigners, some were so intimate with the music that you could feel them anticipate every note. Some sat with eyes closed, others, as though aroused by some unbearable movement inside the breast, glanced behind them or quickly up at the sky. Incredulity, as when waking up from a deep sleep, appeared once or twice in faces, but in most of them, as they continued to sit and listen, stoicism only intensified. A proportion of the listeners were solitary, and of the solitary, those who came every Sunday by habit could...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?